Nii, tuleme taas kokku ja alustame järgmise tunniga. Ja mulle väga meeldis, mida praegu Slava jagas. Ja nagu sõnad ütleb, et me teame, me oleme Jumala lapsed, aga me ei ole veel saanud avalikuks, mis me tulevikus oleme, Johannes kirjutab esimeses kirjas. Aga me teame, ütleb Piibel siin, Johannes ütleb, aga me teame, et me tema ilmudes, siis kui ta avaneb meile, me näeme teda tema ilmudes.
Amen.
Siis me näeme teda, vabandus, mul on uuesti, et me, aga me teame, et me tema ilmudes oleme tema sarnased. Sest me näeme siis teda, nagu tema on.
Ja.
Aga me teame, et me tema ilmudes oleme tema sarnased. Sest me näeme siis teda, nagu tema on. See räägib nii sügavalt üks olemisest. Aga okei. Me palume nüüd Fransi ja Merle tuleb teda tõlkima. Olge head.
Буквально минутку я хотел бы...
ühe minuti.
Вам представить Франца.
И я могу esitada teile Франца.
Франц Дюплесси, наш хороший друг.
Франц Дюплесси, у меня väga hea sõber, enne kõike.
Я не хочу много занимать его времени, но
я могу võtta palju tema aega.
Что мы познакомились.
Aga ma tahan öelda seda.
Мы увидели друг друга в 2010 году.
Me kohtusime temaga 2010. aastal.
Это произошло, когда мы были в Южной Африке.
Ja see toimus siis, kui me olime Lõuna-Aafrikas.
На одной из апостольских школ служения.
Ühel siis apostoliku kooli ühes apostolikus koolis.
Хорошо. А мы увидели друг друга.
Siis me märkasime üksteist.
Поскольку для нас все было очень новое.
Aga kuna meie jaoks oli kõik hästi uus.
Новая ситуация, новые люди.
Täiesti uus olukord, uued inimesed.
Мы скорее просто поприветствовали друг друга.
Siis me pigem tervitasime üksteist.
Отметились, но у нас не было возможности так много познакомиться.
Aga ei olnud väga palju võimalust siis nagu lähemalt tuttavaks saada.
Позже мы узнали, что наш духовный отец Урсмайер из Швейцарии.
Ja hiljem me saime siis teada, et meie vaimne isa Урсмайер, kes elab Šveitsis.
Он считает Франца Дюплесси старшего или отца Франца он считал своим духовным отцом. Считает.
Siis tema jaoks oli Франци isa vaimne isa.
И в общем таким образом мы стали видеть Франца чаще в Швейцарии, потому что мы туда приезжали.
Ja sellisel moel me siis hakkasime tihedamalt kohtuma Šveitsis, sest ka tema tuli sinna.
Одним словом, что я хочу сказать.
Ja ühe sõnaga, mida ma tahan öelda.
Очень простым языком.
Väga lihtsas keeles.
В последние 4-5 лет.
Viimased 4-5 aastat.
Мы стали общаться больше.
Oleme me hakanud tihedamalt suhtlema.
Несмотря на то, что видимся бывает раз в год.
Vaatamata sellele, et me kohtume võib-olla füüsiliselt üks kord aastas.
No, я всегда слушаю послания Франца.
Aga ma alati kuulan tema jutluseid.
Потому что мы хотим познавать эту благодать, что есть в этом доме.
Sest me tahame õppida tundma seda armu, mis on tema kojas.
В этом колене, или мы называем это семьей.
Selles perekonnas.
И Франц, наверное, немножко больше сам расскажет.
Я выбрала Франц и сарагиб лахамал.
Но для меня Франц, он очень особая личность.
Aga minu jaoks Франц on väga eriline isik.
Потому что за эти годы то, что я вижу, что для меня очень ценно.
Sest nende aastate jooksul, mida ma olen näinud, mis on nagu väärtuslik minu jaoks.
Франц действительно уникален в своей благодати.
On see, et Франц on väga unikaalne oma armus.
Он для меня он как действительно такой нейрохирург.
Minu jaoks on ta justkui see närvikirurg, neurokirurg.
Но в нём сочетается ещё удивительное качество.
Temas ühenduvad suksed imelised omadused.
Он действительно способен сложные вещи объяснять простым языком.
Ta on võimeline keerulised asjad lahti seletama väga lihtsas keeles.
Он берёт сложные понятия или концепции.
Ta võtab sellised keerulised kontseptsioonid sõnast.
И умеет донести их очень понятным языком.
Ja oskab neid esitada väga arusaadavas keeles.
При этом в этом всём есть всегда глубина.
Ja kõige selle juures on sügavus.
Это всегда несёт свет.
See alati toob valguse.
Всегда содержит в себе способность видеть вещи.
Sisaldab endas seda võimet näha asju.
И Франц, он делает это, как мы заметили за эти годы, как точно мудрый строитель.
Ja nagu me oleme nende aastate jooksul märganud, siis Франц teeb seda kui tark ehitaja.
Для меня это удивительный человек.
Minu jaoks on see imeline inimene.
В котором есть также, мы видим, простота.
Milles on samuti lihtsus, Kristuse lihtsus.
Это не говорит о поверхности, это говорит.
See räägib pealispindsusest.
Об открытом сердце.
Aga see räägib avatud südamest.
Я очень благодарен Францу за то, что он также притянул нам руку общения первый.
Ja ma olen tänulik Францile ka selle eest, et tema sirutas selle suhtlemise käe esimesena.
И это очень имеет большое значение, как вы понимаете.
Ja nagu te mõistate, see omab väga suurt tähtsust.
Другими словами, он пришел одним из первых нам на помощь.
Teises sõnu, ta oli üks esimesi, kes tuli meile appi.
Чтобы помочь нам идти этим новым путем.
Et aidata liikuda edasi sellel uuel teel.
И мы очень были обогащены.
Ja me oleme saanud väga rikastatud.
Этим общением, этим
selle osaduse läbi, nende tutvuste kaudu.
И его благодатью.
Ja läbi tema armu.
Сегодня у нас есть возможность у вас самим это увидеть.
Täna on teil võimalus siis ise isiklikult näha seda ja võtta vastu.
Так что, Франц, спасибо большое.
Nii et aitäh, Франци.
One, two, I'm on. Okay. Unfortunately, I don't understand one word of Estonian.
Kahjuks ma ei mõista ühtegi sõna eesti keeles.
This is my fourth time in Estonia.
Ja see on mul neljas kord siin Eestimaal.
And all I hear is Russian.
Ja kõik mina kuulen on vene
I've been coming to Europe for quite a while.
Ma olen Euroopas käinud juba pikkamat aega.
I think for the last 11 or 12 years.
Viimased 11-12 aastat.
So I'm not so used to the cold as yet.
Aga ma ei ole nagu harjunud sellega.
I try my best. I only have one coat.
Ma olen ainult üks siis nagu mantel.
I come from subtropic climate.
Et ma tulen sellest subtroopilisest kliimast.
And you know it's 32-33 with high humidity in summer.
Seal on suvel siis 32-33 kraadi ja suur niiskus.
And then in winter it's 24-25.
Ja talvel on 24-25 kraadi.
It's a beautiful place, South Africa.
Lõuna-Aafrika on väga ilus koht.
And yeah, I'm so privileged to be with you here at this time and see my friend there.
Et ma olen väga privilegeeritud, et ma olen siin ja näen siin oma sõpru.
And I want to thank you for receiving us, Pastor Levi and our brother here and also Pastor Donna.
Pastor Levit ja Tõnu, et nad on võtnud meid vastu.
Thank you for receiving us so graciously.
Te olete nii armulikult vastu võtnud
meid. I've taken 5 planes to get here.
Mul oli, kasutasin nagu 5 lennuket siia.
It is a long way from home.
See on väga kaugel kodust.
It's probably the place that takes me the most time to get to.
Et arvatavasti on see koht, kuhu ma võtab kõige rohkem aega, et kuhu jõuda.
And it just takes forever. I think it takes me like 36 hours to get here.
6 tundi.
But I'm privileged to be here. And it's an honor for me to be able to speak to you during this time. I don't want to take this time to try and convince anyone of anything. I basically just want to share my journey.
Ma tahan jagada oma teekonda.
Share what I see. And if it be of any value, if it be of any building value in your journey.
Ja kui sellel on mingisugune väärtus, ülesehitus mingi väärtus sinu elus, sinu teekonnal.
That would be the value it would bring.
Et siis väärtus tulgu.
So I wanted to take a little bit of time tonight, seeing that we're going to be together for these couple of days, and there's quite a lot of sessions.
Oleme siin mitu päeva siis koos, meil on mitu sessiooni ja täna õhtul ma tahaksin...
And as important as the message is and the discourse that's going to come forth in this time,
kui tähtis ka see sõnum saab olema ja on, mis meil tuleb siin...
This is always firstly and most importantly about the relationship.
Siis esmalt on siin ikkagi tegu suhtega.
And I believe that context is important.
Ja see kontekst on tähtis.
I come from the other side of the world.
Ma tulen ju maakera teiselt poolt.
Things are different there.
Seal on asjad teistmoodi.
Yeah. It's a lot different.
Seal on väga palju teistmoodi.
So I want to just take a little bit of time today just to tell you my story a little bit, give you a quick overview of my life, where I come from, why I'm here today. And,
et ma võtan siis aja selleks, et rääkida oma elulugu, et kust ma tulen.
I want to start in 1735.
Tahaksin rääkida 1735 aastast.
That's just a little joke. My forefathers were Huguenots.
Minu esiisa oli
Huguenots.
Huguenots.
Yeah. So they traveled from France and the Duplessis came on a ship basically to the southern part of Africa.
Et Duplessis sugu osas nagu tuli Prantsusmaalt Lõuna-Aafrikasse.
In really fleeing Catholic persecution at that time because they were Protestants.
Põgenesid selle katolikliku tagakiusu eest.
And so the two Duplessis brothers, I think they arrived in the 18th century. I think that's how the story goes.
Kaks Duplessis venda saabusid kusagil 18. sajandi.
And they were wine farmers as far as I understand.
Nii palju kui ma tean, siis nad olid veini nagu...
And as you know, since then South Africa has some of the best wine in the world, of course.
Ja loomulikult on Lõuna-Aafrikas siis kõige paremad veinid maailmas.
But my grandparents were part of the Reformed Church.
Minu vanavanemad olid siis reformeeritud koguduse liikmed.
Specifically the Dutch Reformed Church.
Siis eriti nagu Taani.
With a very strong Calvinistic viewpoint.
Calvinistlik vaade oli siis neil.
And
Holland.
Yes, correct, Holland. And on both sides, my grandparents were minors.
Ja minu mõlemad, need vanavanemad, mõlemad poolel olid kaevurid.
They worked on the gold mines in South Africa.
Ja nad olid Lõuna-Aafrika kulla kaevandustes.
For those of you don't know, at some point South Africa produced more than 30% of the world's gold.
Kui te ei tea seda, siis mingil hetkel Lõuna-Aafrika tootis kogu maailma kullas 30%.
And of course, when the British heard about that, they were on us, right?
Ja kui britid seda kuulsid, siis nad kohe tulid.
Anyway, both my parents
mõlemad minu vanemad
grew up in Pentecostal churches.
Kasvasid üles neli pühikoguduses.
Because both my grandparents
kuna minu mõlemad vanavanemad
moved out of the Reformed Church and into the Pentecostal Church in South Africa.
Liikusid välja reformeeritud kogudusest sinna nelipühi kogudusse.
Yeah. And so basically I was born into Pentecostal era, really.
Nii et mina siis sündisin sinna nelipühi ajastusse.
And you know, I did want to do a quick census to find out how many of you identify as Pentecostals and how many identify as Reformed.
Tahaksin teada, kui palju siin on, kes ennast nagu samastavad nelipühiga ja kui paljud samastavad ennast reformeeritud kogudusega.
It would be interesting, but maybe it's better if we don't.
See oleks huvitav, aga ära tee seda.
We grew up in very strong Pentecostalism.
Meil oli selle nelipühi osa väga tugev.
My father was the only one from the two mining families that actually became a pastor.
Minu isa oli ainukene sel kaevurite perekonnas, kellest sai pastor.
And while all the other brothers worked on the mines, he went and studied theology in the Pentecostal.
Kui teised vennad töötasid kaevanduses, siis tema oli siis ainukene, kes läks teoloogiat õppima.
And so eventually we as little kids we moved down to Durban, which is on the east coast of South Africa.
Ja me kolisime siis Durban.
And Durban, yeah, Durban.
Kui me, no,
And we grew up in Pentecostal church.
Ja siis kasvasin üles neli pühkkogud kirikus siis.
Then in the mid 80s,
80-ndate keskel,
my father started seeing things slightly differently.
Hakkas mu isa nägema asju natuke teistmoodi.
Especially in the area of eschatology.
Eriti mis puudutab lõpuaegasid.
Some things started to open up.
Midagi hakkas temale avanema.
Some things didn't want to fit in anymore very nicely.
Midagi sellist, mis ei sobinud enam sellesse olemasolevasse.
Pentecostalism.
See neli pühi
is very staunch in a dispensational eschatology.
Tal on väga lõpuaegadest on siis.
Sorry, it's fancy words. I'm going to drop them as soon as you said that. I won't say them again. Do I need to explain what that is? Does anybody? Do people know here what dispensationalism is? What's the word? Do you know better? Do you know?
Dispensationalism. Okay.
That sounds almost German, actually, to be truthful. And so during that period was a very hard period.
See oli väga raske periood.
Because in that time it was very, very dangerous to say certain things that we have been steeped in for a very long time.
Ta oli väga ohtlik öelda välja asju, mis oli nagu ei läinud kokku sellega, mis oli väga sügaval juba sigutunud.
So eventually what happened?
Ja lõpuks, mis juhtus,
is that we left the Pentecostal denomination.
Et me lahkusime siis nelipühi denominatsioonist.
And so in 1996,
ja siis 1996,
we became an independent church.
Meist sai iseseisev kogudus.
And over this period, I would say 10 or 15 years,
ja siis 10-15 aastat,
a lot of charisma came into the Pentecostal movement.
Tuli sellist karismaatilisust ja neil
pühi liikumisse. Charismatic flavors and smells and bells.
Maitse ained nagu selline.
Came into the church. Good. Yeah. No, it came into the church and we embraced
ja me võtsime selle vastu.
It with open arms and
kätega.
As a young teenager, I remember those to be the times of what they would call. I'm actually, my first language is Afrikaans.
Minu esimene keel on Afrikaans, selline keel. It's, ja siis kui mina olin teismeline, siis ma võtsin selle vastu. It's selline nagu, jah.
Sorry. It's very close to Dutch.
Ja see keel on hollandi keelega sarnane.
And so there was a term called vernieuwing.
Vernieuwing
means renewal.
Mis tähendab uuendamist.
And so in that time I remember it vividly as a young boy.
Ja kui väikse poisina ma väga selgelt mäletan seda.
More drums.
Et oli rohkem trumme.
Better musicians.
Paremad muusikud.
Changing clothing.
Riiete vahetamine.
You know, I remember the days when it was a big deal if someone had jeans on.
Ja ma mäletan seda päeva, kui oli see kõige tähtis, kui kellegi oli teksad jalas.
And it was called renewal.
Ja seda nimetatakse uuendamist.
Those were good times.
Need olid head ajad.
I guess they were very necessary. Now, when I look back on it today, I thank God for those times.
Ja ma arvan, et see oli väga vajalik, et kui ma nüüd tagasi vaatan, siis ma tänan Jumalat selle eest.
And so about 15 years ago,
umbes 15 aastat tagasi,
maybe a little bit more,
võibolla rohkem,
God again started moving us into what would be understood as by some as an apostolic stream.
Hakkas Jumal meid juhtima millessegi, mis oli, mida saab nimetada seal nagu apostelikuks liiniks või vooluks.
It wouldn't be exactly what today is called the NAR, the New Apostolic Reformation. It's not exactly that.
Pole päris see, mis tänapäeval öeldakse uus apostellik liikumine.
Which is characterized by Americans like Bill Johnson and so on.
Ameriklane nagu Bill Johnson ja kes näe seal liikumine.
It's not exactly the same as that.
Ta ei ole päris see.
But it did open up a lot of things to us, and
aga see avas palju asju meie jaoks.
It was in the beginning of that period.
Ja selle perioodi alguses,
that I became the pastor of the congregation.
Sai minust kooduse pastor.
At that time I was only 27 years old.
Ja ma olin siis ainult 27 aastane.
And even though when I was a very young man there were a lot of prophecies over my life, you know.
Isegi selles noores eas oli palju profeteeringuid minu üles.
I would end up in ministry and
et minust saab nagu teenistuja.
I was and still is a very shy person actually.
Aga ma olin tegelikult väga uje inimene.
I never really understood how that would actually work.
Ja ma ei saanud kunagi aru, kuidas see toimub.
I also saw the pain.
Ma nägin ka valu.
And I saw the hardship of what it meant to be in ministry.
Ja seda raskust, mis tähendab, et kui sa oled teenistuja.
And it affected me severely actually as a young boy.
Ja väikse poisina see mõjutas mind väga tugevalt.
I remember I got to a place at about age 17 or 18.
Mäletan aega, kui ma olin 17 ja 18 aastane.
Where I remember these were my words.
Ma mäletan oma sõnu.
A very harsh words.
Väga karme
sõnu. But I want to say them.
Ma tahan öelda
nii. I felt like the church had raped me.
Et ma tunnen, et kogudus oleks nagu vägistanud mind.
That's how I felt.
Ja see oli see, kuidas ma tundsin ennast.
And at the one end I knew all the prophecies were there.
Ja kui ma teadsin neid profeteeringuid.
But at the same time I had a bitterness in
aga samas oli kibestumine minu sees.
And a hardness.
Ja see raskus.
Not towards God.
Mitte Jumala suhtes.
But the system of church.
Aga selle koguduse süsteemi vastu.
I saw what it did to my parents.
Ma nägin, mida see tegi mu vanematega.
And the last thing I wanted for my life is that I would take the same route.
Ja viimane asi, mis ma tahtsin oma elule, on see, et minna sama tee.
So I made the logical choice.
Ja ma võtsin vastu siis nagu loogilise valiku.
And I became an engineer.
Ja minust sain insener.
It was my way of running, I guess.
See oli nagu minu meetod põgenemiseks.
Ironically enough, I ended up being an engineer on the gold mines.
Ole sai minust kulla kaevanduse insener.
Right back where we started.
Just tagasi sinna, kust meil alguse sai.
And in my third year.
Ja kolmandal aastal.
I heard the Lord call me.
Ma kuulsin, kuidas isalt kutsub mind.
And I still remember the conversation.
Ja ma mäletan seda vestlust.
I said I don't want to go back to that.
Ja ma mäletan, ma ütlesin, ma ei taha minna tagasi sinna.
And I still remember the Lord saying very clearly to me.
Ja ma mäletan väga selgelt.
Who will?
Kes läheb?
Who will go back?
Kes läheb?
If you don't go back.
Kui sina ei lähe.
You understand this world.
Sa mõistad seda maailma.
And I realized that I all of this looked like providence to me now.
Et see kõik tundub mulle kui kui Jumala ühtimine.
It looked like God had planned it this way.
Et Jumal nagu planeeris seda kõike.
That I'd be able to go back.
Et ma olin võimeline minna tagasi.
Understanding the pain.
Ja mõistma seda valu.
Knowing how the systems work.
Teades seda, kuidas süsteem töötab.
Somehow bring a positive contribution to it.
Ja kuidagi anda siis nagu positiivne panus
sellesse. So I quit my job.
Nii et ma lahkusin oma töölt.
I went to my manager and said, look, I'm leaving.
Läksin oma ülemuse juurde ütlesin,
and he said, why are you leaving? I said, look, I couldn't be honest with him.
Ma ei suutnud olla aus tema.
I couldn't tell him why I was really leaving.
Ma ei suutnud olla öelda, miks ma lahkun.
And I told the half truth.
Ja ma rääkisin selle pool tõde.
I said, I'm going into financial administration.
Et ma lähen nagu finantsjuhiks.
Because that's what basically, I phoned my dad. I said, look, I'm coming home. He said, no, you can't go. What are you coming to do here?
Kui ma isal ütlesin, et ma tulen koju, siis ei, et sa ei saa. Mida sa tegema hakkad?
I said, I just feel my heart. I need to get home. I need to become involved in the ministry.
Aga ma ütlesin, et ma pean tulema koju. Ma pean teistusest nagu osak võtma.
That's one thing I appreciate of my parents. They never put any pressure on me to enter ministry.
Ma üks asi, mis mul nagu vanemate puhul on nii hästi, et nad ei surunud mulle peale, et ma pean teenistusse astuma.
I think that would have finished me.
Ma arvan, et see oleks lõpu teinud.
I think that would have been the last straw. They'd never see me again.
Et see oleks olnud viimane õle kõrst, nad poleks mind kunagi näinud enam.
So he said, okay, well, you can come. I don't have really have a job for you. I said, look, I'll do whatever. I said, I'm good with administration. Can I help in the administration? He says, yes, but I can't pay you. So I said, it's fine. And so I left my well-paying job.
Nii et ma lakkusin oma hästi tasustatud töölt.
And I went home.
Ja läksin koju.
And when I got home,
ja kui ma koju jõudsin,
very soon I had to sell my car.
Ja siis nüüd ma vasti pidin oma auto maha müüma.
Engineers are well paid on the mine.
Insenerid on väga hästi makstud kaevandustes.
But I had to sell my BMW.
Aga ma pidin oma BMW ära müüma.
I had to move out of my 5-bedroom house.
Ma pidin oma 5-magamistuaga majast lahkuma.
I moved back into my old room.
Ma kolisin tagasi oma vanasse ruumi.
Tuppa. And I bought a little Toyota.
Ja ostsin väikse Toyota.
And for the next 3 years I basically almost worked for free.
Ja järgmised 3 aastat ma sisuliselt töötasin.
Until 1 December.
Kuni 1. detsembrikuu.
The December of 2003.
2003. aastal.
And I remember my father calling me on a phone call.
Ja mäletan, et isa helistas mulle.
And he said, "Franz, I want you to take over the church."
Ja ütles mulle, "Franz, ma tahan, et sa võtaksid üle koguduse."
And I immediately said,
ja ma koheselt ütlesin,
"No."
Ei.
No.
Ei.
He said, "Okay."
Tas jaa.
Go pray about it.
Palvete sellele.
We'll talk again.
Ja ma räägin uuesti.
So I did that, and my argument to God was the argument I still use till today.
Ja minu see argument Jumalale, mida ma siiamaani kasutan.
In fact, I think it's an argument a lot of people use all the time.
Ja ma arvan, et see on argument, mida paljud inimesed kasutavad kogu aeg.
I said, I'm not ready.
Et ma ütlesin, et ma ei ole valmis.
I'm not worthy.
Ma ei ole väärt.
I'm not ready.
Ma ei ole valmis.
And I'm not worthy.
Ja ma ei ole väärt.
And eventually I agreed. And so in June of
2004,
me and my wife got married. Tori is my wife.
Mina ja minu naine Tori abiellusime.
And we were ordained that same year in the ministry.
Ja samal aastal ordineeriti meid teenistusse.
Type of person my dad was.
See isa oli meil, isa oli sellist tüüpi inimene.
He ordained us.
Tema ordineeris meid.
And took his hands off completely.
Ja võttis oma käed täielikult ära.
And at that time he was traveling extensively.
Sellel ajal ta reisis väga tihedalt.
He was gone about 250 days out of the year.
Aastast oli ta 250 päeva ära.
And there we were. My wife was 21 years old and I was 27 years old.
Mina olin siis 27-aastane, naine oli 21-aastane.
And we had to learn to swim very, very quickly.
Ja me pidime õppima ujuma väga kiiresti.
And so we've been in that congregation there for 16 years now.
Ja nüüd oleme olnud selles kogudust juhtimas 16 aastat.
We have wonderful people.
Meil on imelised inimesed.
And they are praying for us as we are here.
Ja nad palvetavad meie eest, kui me siin oleme.
And so it's a privilege for me to be here with you. My passion,
minu kirg,
is really for the church.
On see kogudus.
You know, it sometimes seems like some are called to go out and evangelize to the millions.
Mõned inimesed tahavad minna nagu välja evangeliseerima miljoneid.
And then there are those who speak to 12.
Ja siis on need, kes räägivad 12.
And I always found myself really to be like that type of person that's called to speak.
Ja ma olen alati leidnud, et mina olen sellist tüüpi inimene.
Really to 12, not to the millions.
Kes tahab rääkida 12, mitte miljonitele.
And I generally also find myself ministering to the church.
Ja tihti ma näen teenimas kogu.
And to leaders. And I, as I've grown older,
ja kui ma olen vanem,
I just realized this is what I should be doing.
Et olen aru saanud, et see ongi see, mida ma tegema pean.
I have a great passion for the scriptures.
Et mul on kirg püha kirja järgi.
I spend a lot of time in the scriptures.
Ma olen palju aega veetnud selles.
I believe they are breathed by God.
See usun, et see on Jumala hinge.
Also it's also where I find my biggest challenge.
Ja teiselt poolt ma leian sealt oma kõige suurema väljakutse.
Is in the scriptures.
See on see pühakirjas.
One of the greatest challenges to me.
Üks suurimaid väljakutseid minu
jaoks. Is to reconcile the Old and the New Testament.
On lepitada oma vahel uus ja vana testament.
As an honest person.
Ma olen aus inimene.
As an honest Christian.
Nagu aus kristlane.
It's hard to reconcile all the New Testament.
On väga raske lepitada uut ja vana testamenti.
Unless
kui
you believe in a God that changed at the cross.
Kui sa just ei usu Jumalasse, kes muutis kõik ristil.
Suddenly became friendly at the cross.
See Jumal muutus selles mõttes, et ta muutus äkki sõbralikuks.
When he smelled the sacrifice.
Kui ta nuusutas seda ohvrit, siis ta oli rahul.
He was appeased, suddenly became friendly.
Ta oli äkki rahutatud ja ta oli sõbralik.
I don't believe in that.
Aga ma ei usu seda.
It doesn't make it any easier. It makes it much harder.
See ei tee asja lihtsamaks, vaid see teeb asja raskemaks.
So my messages are generally born from scripture.
Minu sõnumid on sündinud pühakirjast.
I am still an engineer.
Ma olen ikkagi insener.
In my approach to the scriptures.
Ja sellisel ma lähenen pühakirjale.
I think that's a good way to describe it.
See on kõige parem, mis kirjeldada seda.
And before I say anything else, I think I need to get to at least start my message here.
Enne kui ma midagi välju ütlen, siis ma sukeldun oma sõnumisse.
Okay. So, I won't be saying anything about viruses.
Ma ei räägi midagi viirustest.
Yeah, that's on my job.
See ei ole minu töö.
My forefathers made it through the Black Plague. I believe we'll get through Corona.
Minu esivanemad said läbi mustast katkust. Ma arvan, et mina saan läbi.
I will say.
Ma ütlen ikkagi.
That this is not the end of the world.
Et see ei ole maailma lõpuga.
That I will say categorically.
Seda ma ütlen kohe.
That this is not a sign of the end of time.
Et see ei ole märk maailma lõpust.
That I'm willing to say.
Seda ma olen valmis ütlema.
That I'm willing to say. I've come to know God as the God of process.
Ma olen õppinud tundma Jumalat kui protsessi Jumal.
I believe in miracles.
Ma usun imedesse.
But I believe that the process outweighs the miracles.
Aga ma usun, et protsess on ime tee või meetod.
In fact, I want to be as bold to say that I believe God prefers the process.
Ma olen julge, ma arvan, et Jumal eelistab protsessi.
Because the process actually produces something.
Sest protsess toob midagi esile.
Yeah. You know, miracles are great in the moment.
Imed on hetkel suured ja toredad.
You know, but I've seen so many people get healed.
Ma olen näinud nii palju inimesi tervenemas.
3 years later, they don't even serve God anymore.
Aga 3 aastat hiljem nad ei teeni Jumalat.
You know, you would think that a miracle would do something amazing for people.
But
we shouldn't be surprised if it doesn't. Just when we read the New Testament, we see people who saw miracles. Case in point, Pharisees.
Yeah.
It didn't produce anything. God is after what we become.
Jumal huvitab see, mis meest saab.
And his preferred method of forming us.
Ja ta kasutab siis meetodeid, mis formuleerivad meid.
Is his process.
Ja see on protsess.
In fact, God is much more interested in what we become.
Jumal on rohkem huvitatud sellest, mis meest saab.
Than what he gives us.
Või kui sellest, mida ta meile annab.
Yeah. And so many times we as Christians, and I've seen this in, especially in the strong prosperity gospel aspect of charismatic church.
Karismaatilises kirikus on kui koguduses on selline edu teoloogia aspekt.
The danger is that we only come because we want.
Oht on selles, et me tuleme ainult sellepärast, et me tahame midagi.
We come to a breakthrough service because we want a breakthrough.
Me tuleme sinna läbimurde koosolekule, sest me tahame läbimurret.
We give something because we want to get.
Ta annab meile sellepärast, et me tahame midagi saada.
And at some point, you know, when you have your, you know, I've got 3 children, I've got a 10-year-old boy, I've got an 8-year-old.
Mul on 3 last, 10-aastane, 8-aastane.
8-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old daughter.
Ja 4-aastane tütar esimene
poeg. I find myself with my 4-year-old.
Ma leian, et siis selle 4-aastasega
frequently
Tihti.
I'm always want to kiss her.
Ma kogu aeg tahan teda suudelda.
And she doesn't like it.
Aga temale see ei meeldi.
She doesn't like it, and but there are moments when.
Aga on hetki.
I open up a packet of little chocolate.
Kui ma teen lahti näiteks ühe šokolaadikarvikese.
Eggs for argument's sake. No, chocolate eggs, packet of.
No selle, aga see üllatus muna näiteks.
That she'll come up and kiss me.
Ja siis ta tuleb ja suudab mind.
And of course, I know.
Muidugi, ma tean.
She thinks I don't know.
Tema arvab, et ma ei tea.
She thinks I don't know.
Tema arvab, et ma ei tea.
But we are on different maturity levels.
Aga meil on erinev küpsuse tase.
I know exactly what's going on.
Mina tean täpselt, mis toimub.
She wants one of my, if not more, she wants some of my chocolate eggs.
Ma saan aru, et ta tahab rohkem neid šokolaadimunasid üllatusmunasid.
And you know what? It's okay.
Ja see on kõikil.
It's okay. She's 4.
Ta on ju 4-aastane.
But when my 25-year-old daughter comes.
Aga kui mul 25-aastane tütar tuleb.
And feels like she needs to do stuff for me so that I will look after her.
Ja tunneb, et ta peaks tegema midagi selleks, et mina tema eest hoolitsin.
Then it's painful.
Ja siis on see valus.
It's an issue of maturity. Yeah.
See on küpsuse küsimus.
Yeah. It's an issue of understanding why God cares for us.
Ja see on see teema, et miks Jumal hoolitseb meie eest, miks ta
We don't need to pay for his love.
Me ei pea maksma tema armastuse eest.
It is not dependent on our worship.
Yeah. See ei sõltu meie ülistusest.
Yeah.
In fact, me and God, we have some arrangements.
Minul ja Jumala vahel on üks väikene kokkuleppe.
One of the arrangements I have with the Lord.
Üks kokkuleppe, mis mul on Jumala.
Sounds strange, but it.
See kõlab natukene imelikult.
Aga... We don't talk about money.
Et me ei räägi rahast.
We don't talk about money.
Me ei räägi rahast.
I have full confidence.
Mul on täielik kindlus.
That he will give me what I need.
Et tema annab selle, mida ma vajan.
When I need.
Siis, kui ma vajan.
And I am not going to spend my precious prayer time.
Ja ma ei kuluta oma kallihinnalist palva aega.
Big.
Selle palumisele. Anumisele.
Amen. And actually, I think he likes that.
Ja ma arvan, et talle meeldis.
Actually, I think he likes that.
Actually,
you know, when I became a dad, life really changed for me. When I became a dad.
Kui ma isaks sain.
I started realizing.
Siis ma mõistin.
The things that God would expect from me.
Mida Jumal nagu
and I started constantly comparing it with my experience with my children.
Ma kogu aeg võrdlen seda oma kogemusega, oma lastega.
I instantly knew that it was not normal.
Ma sain koheselt aru, et pole normaalne.
For a child.
Lapsel.
To take precious time with his parent.
Seda võtta seda kallist aega oma vanematega.
Knowing that this parent loves him.
Ta teab ju, et tema vanem armastab teda.
Spend that time begging for bread.
Ja kulutada oma aega sellele, et paluda leiba oma vanemat.
Begging for things.
Yeah.
Paluda asju.
Asking for things.
Küsida asju.
I start realizing that the problem is not with him. The problem is my immaturity.
Ma sain aru, et probleem ei ole temas, vaid minu mitte küpsuses.
I haven't come to realize who I am.
Ma ei ole aru saanud sellest, kes ma olen.
Yeah.
The only time my children will do that is because they don't know who they are.
Minu lapsed teevad seda selle pärast, et nad ei tea, kes
they don't realize.
Nad ei mõista.
Everything I have is
there. Et kõik, mis mul on nende oma.
Yeah.
My children don't come ask for lunch and supper.
Minu lapsed ei tule minu juurde lõunasööki või õhtusööki küsima.
I provide.
Mina pakun seda neile.
I don't want them to spend precious time.
Ma ei taha, et see, nad kulutaksid seda kallist
aega. Asking for lunch and supper.
Et nad küsiksid minu käest lõunasööki.
I want to know how was your day.
Ma tahan teada, kuidas nende päev on möödunud.
And I want them to hear from me.
Ja ma tahan, et nemad kuuleksid minust.
That I back them.
Et mina
that I support
ja toetan neid, et olen nende sillatega.
That I love them unconditionally.
Et ma armastan neid tingimusteta.
But it's an issue of maturity.
See on küpsise küsimus.
Jesus explains it when he prays.
Jeesus selgitas seda siis, kui ta palvetas.
Just before he prays, he says.
Enne palveta ütleb.
Don't you know that your father knows?
Kas te siis ei tea, et teie isa teab?
Before you ask.
Enne veel, kui te küsite. Kas te siis ei tea?
You know, we don't know.
Me ei tea.
And we don't believe it either.
Me ei usu seda ka.
And we know that when we sit down and we finished, if you could, what we should do is we should be recording our prayer time.
See, mis me peaksime tegema, me peaksime salvestama oma palve aega.
How much of it is spent asking for things.
Ja märkama seda siis, et kui palju läheb aega asjade küsimus.
Going through the grocery list.
Käia nagu selle poe nimekirja läbi.
I believe that God will wink at that. Yeah, it's the English thing.
It's okay.
When we are four.
Siis kui me oleme 4-aastased.
But the church.
Ei pane märka seda, kui me oleme 4-aastased.
As a church, we have to grow up.
Aga kogudusena me peame kasvama.
We have to walk into maturity with our Father.
Me peame oma isaga liikuma küpsusesse.
We have to. Let me say this. This is a bit. I haven't even started. I keep on walking here, but I haven't even looked at my stuff.
My God, though, I see.
One of our biggest problems.
Üks meie suurimaid probleeme.
Is this idea.
On see mõte.
That we constantly living.
Et me pidevalt elame.
At the end of time.
Lõpuajal.
Yeah, one of our biggest problems.
See on üks suurimaid probleeme.
And let me just expand on it a little
bit. Ma natuke laiendan seda.
Since the Reformation.
Reformatsiooni ajast alates.
Yeah. Of about 500 years ago.
500 aastat tagasi.
Every generation believes.
Iga põlvkond usub.
They are the final generation.
Et nemad on viimane põlvkond.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a problem.
See on probleem.
Because what that does is it means that if, let's say, here I am, Franz Duplessis.
No näiteks, et kui mina Franz Duplessis.
And I believe
usun,
that any moment now
et iga hetk nüüd,
we're going to stand at the end of all time.
Me seisame nüüd siis lõpuaegadel.
Any moment now.
Iga hetk nüüd.
What that would mean to me is that there is no more room for progress and growth as a church.
Siis see tähendab seda, et enam ei ole kohta ja ruumi nagu selle koguduse kasvule, selle protsessile.
It would mean that what we have established, what God has established through us up until this point is it.
See tähendab seda, et see, millega, mida on Jumal nüüd praegu juba nagu saavutanud, see ongi nüüd kõik lõpp.
And that, if that were not true,
aga kui see ei ole tõde?
And let's say, for argument's sake,
no, näiteks toome selle näite siis,
that God has actually got a very long way forward for all of us and humanity.
Et Jumalal on inimkonna jaoks veel palju aega ees.
By resisting.
Aga kui ma olen sellele vastu.
By saying we don't need to move any further, it's now just the end, you know, it's finished now.
Et ütlen, et see, et nüüd on kõik on nagu lõpetatud, mul ei ole vaja edasi liikuda.
We will actually find ourselves like Paul find himself fighting God.
Ja siis me leiame end nagu Paulus, kes võitles Jumala vastu.
And so I think it's a very, very dangerous theology. I don't agree with it.
See on väga ohtlik teoloog ja ma ei ole sellega nõus.
And I'm going off track here, but maybe that's what needs to be said. Every time there's an earthquake and every time there's a tornado.
Iga kord, kui on maa värisemine või tornado.
Yeah, every time there's a financial crisis.
Kui on mingi finantsiline majanduslik kriis.
Every time there's a virus.
Iga kord, kui on viirus.
Yeah. People use these things to say, look, can you see?
Inimesed kasutavad ja tässä ütled, et palake.
The end.
Me oleme lõpus.
Now, I can work through the scriptures on the issue, but that will take us days.
Ma võisin selle teema läbi võtta kirjakohtades, aga see võtab päevi aega.
But brothers and sisters, this is not the first time these things are happening.
Aga võid vennad, see pole esimene kord, kui sellised asjad juhtuvad.
We've come through much worse than these things.
Me oleme läbi tulnud palju hullematest asjadest.
Let me say something very brave.
Ma ütlen midagi väga julgelt.
And I know some of you are going to look at me like I'm crazy.
Ja ma usun, et paljud vaatavad, et ma olen hull.
But we live in the best time.
Aga me elame parimal ajal.
Amen.
Mida inimkond on üldse näinud.
Amen. I'm not talking about spiritual realms.
Ma ei räägi vaimsetest asjadest.
I'm just talking about things, verifiable facts.
Ma räägin asjadest, mis on täiesti fakt. Tõene fakt.
You seem like a lot of you agree, so I'm not going to elaborate it, but...
Ma näen, et palju tõustuva minuga nii, et...
Go Google it.
Kasutage Google it selle, kes
see... So it's knowledge.
See on teadmine.
Okay, let me leave that aside. I think it's important...
Ma usun, et on tähtis...
To acknowledge that God is busy with a process with us.
Tunnistada seda, et Jumal tegutseb protsessiga meis.
And not that my estimation means much.
Mitte, et minu hinnad midagi tähtis oleks.
When I look at us as a church,
kui ma vaatan meid kui kogudust,
a church that's really in context of humanity, we are supposed to be a spearhead.
Kogudus kui inimeste hulk, me peaksime olema kogenud.
We're supposed to be leading.
Me peaksime juhtima.
We're supposed to be going first.
Me peaksime esimesena minema.
Breaking open.
Avama.
In the way that first fruits would come forth of trees and of the harvest. Where we are supposed to be that first fruit that when it comes off and you look at that beautiful apple that's just come off that tree.
You
take a bite of that juicy, juicy sweet
viljast.
And you cast your eyes forward, your spiritual eyes, and say, "Yo, this harvest is going to be amazing."
Ja sa vaatad edasi, et küll see lõikus saab olema imeline.
It's not there yet.
That's what it. Isegi kui seda ei ole veel kohal.
That's what it means to be first fruit.
See tähendab ol see esmavili.
My best estimation.
Minu parim hinnang.
Is that as a church?
Kogudusena.
We're still busy with teenager stuff.
Me tegeleme ikka nagu teismelise asjadega.
We maybe, this is my estimation, it doesn't mean much.
See on, minu arvamus.
Use it, don't use it, throw it out the window.
Kasuta seda või ära kasuta viska aknast välja.
We are about 13 years old.
Me oleme umbes 13 aastat.
We're full of division.
Meil on lahkelid.
We fight each other.
Me võitleme üksteisega.
We are trying to find identity.
Meil on aeg leida identiteet.
And this fight for identity.
Ja see identiteedi leidmine.
Instead of finding identity from the inside.
Mitte, et me leiaksime selles sees.
We break our brothers and sisters down.
Selle asemel me surume oma vendi õdesid maha.
So we would look good.
Et meie oleksime
We missed the point completely.
Ja siis me paneme asjast täielikult mööda.
We have a long way to go.
Meil on veel pikk maa minna.
When are we, what's happening here? How many minutes? How many minutes? 9 o'clock. Okay. All right. I want to introduce my first message, and I'm obviously not going to finish that tonight. But
ma teen sissejuhatuse oma esimese sõnumisse, ma sellega arutasin täna kui lõpetan.
And I want to speak on the subject of glory.
Ma tahan rääkida aust.
It is my favorite subject.
See on minu lemmik teema.
It is my favorite subject.
See on mu lemmik teema.
Because nobody's ever shown me, nobody's ever taken time to show me about what the New Testament says about glory.
Sellepärast, et mitte keegi pole võtnud aega, et mulle selgitada seda, mida Uus Testament tähendab.
I'm going to look.
Ja ühel päeval ma otsutasin, et ma vaatan.
I want to see for myself.
Ma otsin ise selle välja.
What does it say?
Mida sellest räägitakse?
The concept of glory.
Mis see nii-öelda kaugu mõiste või mõte?
Unfortunately,
kahjuks,
the word glory
see sõna au,
has become such a cliche
on klišeks muutunud
in the church
koguduses,
that it has no power anymore.
Et sellel pole mingit meele olla.
I mean, I do it myself sometimes. Something happens, say, oh glory!
Ma teen seda isegi, et on, et oi, kuidas eesti keeles ei saa vist öelda seda.
Come on, do it.
Saanud.
Do it. Oh glory!
Oh glory! Oh au!
it's lost its power. It doesn't mean anything when we say glory. You know, someone says something nice, we say glory.
Et sellel sõnal ei ole nagu mingit väge, mingit meelevalda. Keegi ütleb lihtsalt au.
What do you mean?
Mis see tähendab?
Why are you saying glory?
Miks sa ütled au?
Say yes.
Ütle jah.
Say wow.
Ütle wow.
Why are you saying glory?
Miks sa ütled au?
Do you know what you're saying?
Kas sa tead, mida sa ütled?
Do we know what we actually say? What are we talking
about? Kas me teame seda, mida me ütleme, kuidas me räägime?
So, where I grew up,
see, kus mina üles kasvanud,
glory could mean one of two things.
Au tähendas ühte kahest asjast.
The first one
esimene
is that glory would be used in this sense.
Seda kasutatakse lauses.
We had a glorious service.
Et meil on auline teenistus.
Right. What we mean by that,
aga mis me selle all mõtlesime,
in most cases,
tihti,
it was a wonderful,
et see oli imeline,
right? In most cases.
Enamikel juhtudel.
In some special cases,
erilistel kordadel,
someone would say, wow, we saw angels.
Mõeldi, wow, me nägime ingleid.
Some people I've heard, I've personally never experienced it, but some people say they've seen clouds appearing while people are in church.
Mina isiklikult küll ei ole seda kogenud, aga mitmed inimesed on öelnud, et nad näevad siis neid pilvi.
And they say from their... Sorry.
Nad ütlevad.
I get a little bit excited. Just...
väga põnev.
The glory of God was there.
Et Jumala au oli siin.
So that's the first way we use it.
See on see esimene viis, kuidas me kasutame seda sõna.
The second way we've used the word glory.
Ja teine viis, kuidas me seda sõna kasutame.
As a place.
No, koht.
Right? So, where is Sister Anne?
What?
Where is Sister Anne?
It's a question. I'm telling you a story. Õde Anne?
Yeah, she went to glory.
Ta läks ausse.
Do you know that saying here?
Olete seda kuulnud sellist ütlemist.
She went to glory. What do you mean?
Mis sa mõtled selle?
She died.
Ta suri.
But what else do you mean?
Aga mida sa veel mõtled selle?
She is in heaven.
Ta on taevas.
So the way that we've used glory, I don't know if it's the same here as where I grew up.
Ma tean, et kas see on nüüd samamoodi nagu see, kus mina oleks kasvanud, aga see, kuidas me kasutame seda sõna.
I suspect Pentecostals are the same across the world.
Aga ma usun, et need nelipühilised on üle maailma sarnased.
Either it meant some miracle, supernatural manifestation.
Et see siis tähendas kas midagi imelist, üleloomulikku ilmenist.
Or it means you've died in a conflict.
Või see tähendab seda, et sa surid ja sa läksid.
Now, this... What? Now, to my surprise...
Minu üllatuseks...
When I said, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take time.
Kui ma siis hakkasin, võtsin aega selleks, et uurida.
I don't believe revelation is for special people.
Ma ei usu seda, et ilmutsud on erilistel inimestele.
Yes.
No, some just make time.
Mõni ilmutus võtab lihtsalt aega.
I decided to take the time.
Ja mina otsustasin võtta aega.
I wanted to go find for myself.
Ma tahtsin enne selle, enne siis selgusele jõuda.
What does glory mean?
Mida au tähendab?
In terms of the Greek word.
No selle kreeka keele tähendus.
And how is it used in the New Testament?
Ja kuidas seda uues testamentis kasutatakse?
Let me shock you.
Ma šokeerin teid.
Nowhere in the New Testament does it say someone went to glory.
Et kui uues testamentis ei ole nagu öeldud seda, et keegi läks ausse.
We invented that.
Me ei ole veel leiutanud.
Yeah. But sincerely, we in innocence we invented it.
Aga no tõsiselt, me oleme selle välja mõtelnud.
What I did find.
Aga see, mis ma leidsin.
I'm going to jump in. I'll give you the answer before I go
through. Ma annan teile vastuse enne meil kui sõnum.
Go through all of the work.
Enne kui ma selle kogu selle töö ära
teen. As I found that glory was always an internal thing.
Ma leidsin, et see au on alati sisemine asi.
In the New Testament, the use of the word glory.
Uues testamentis, kui kasutatakse sõna au.
It's always got to do with people.
Siis on alati tegemist inimestega.
And more specifically.
ja väga veel täpsemalt.
What's going on inside of me?
Mis toimub nende sees?
What? I was absolutely dumbfounded. And I've spent the last, I guess, 7 years of my life
viimased 7 aastat oma elust
sharing what I found.
Olen ma jaganud seda, mida ma leidsin.
Now, one of the most famous scriptures concerning glory.
Üks kuulsamaid kirjakohti, mis on seotud auga.
And you could probably give it to me without me even turning there, but it's found in Colossians.
Ma arvan, et te oskate seda isegi nagu tsiteerida, et see on Kolossas.
Paul speaks about a mystery.
Right? Paulus kirjutab seal
Now,
saladusest.
Yeah. I'm not here to bring forth a new mystery.
Ma ei tee siin seda, et ma toon teile uue sõnumi.
And in fact, Paul is quite clear that this was a mystery.
Paulus oli väga, ütles väga selgelt, et see oli saladus.
Up until the cross, it was a mystery.
Kuni ristini see oli saladus.
In other words, if you go to the Old Testament,
ehk siis kui sa käid läbi Vana Testamenti,
it might not be so clear then.
Siis seal ei ole see nii selgelt.
Although once you've seen what the cross does, you can go find it there.
Aga kui sa oled näinud seda, mida rist tegi, siis võid sa sealt leida vanastestamist.
But it's no longer a mystery.
Aga see ei ole enam saladus.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So we're not talking, I'm not here bringing mysteries. This is, that's not what I'm doing.
Ma ei toodin saladusi esile.
Let's read from
Loeme.
Can I ask you to interpret what I read instead of reading
okay.
out of the Estonian? You know, paraphrase a little bit, it's okay.
Me sõnastame ümber selle koha.
Colossians 1 verse 25.
Kolossa 1:25.
For I have been made a minister.
Mul on teenistus.
A servant.
Mina olen saanud teenistuseks.
According to the dispensation of God.
Vastavalt Jumala.
Which is given to me for you.
Mulle antud teie jaoks.
Okay, so Paul is basically saying, I'm a minister.
Paulus ütleb siis, et mina olen teenija.
Something has been given to me and I want to share it with you.
Minule on midagi antud ja ma tahan jagada seda teist teiega.
Verse 26.
26.
Even the mystery.
Isegi see saladus.
Which has been hidden from the ages.
Mis on olnud peidus palju aega ajastuid.
Sure, I'm so tempted here to stand for a moment and just spend time here, but I'm not going to do it. From generations, but it's now made manifest to the saints.
Aga nüüd on see ilmnenud või okay. see pühadele ja avalikuks tulnud
so
pühadele.
It was made manifest 2000 years ago, right?
Et 2000 aastat tagasi siis. Yeah. Sai see
to whom God would make known.
Kelles Jumal on teinud.
Okay, so
kelle Jumal on teinud? Kelle Jumal on
there's a mystery.
Avas. See saladus.
There's a mystery.
See on saladus.
There's a little bit of knowledge.
See on natukene teadmist.
It's in a black box.
See on nagu must kast.
But God's intent is not to keep it in the black box.
Aga Jumala kavatsus ei olnud seda hoida mustas kastis.
Yeah. God wants us to know.
Jumal tahab, et me teame.
Why does God want us to know?
Miks Jumal tahab, et me teame?
Because, as my brother read, as we see,
sellepärast ma võinud, et kui me näeme,
we become.
Ja seda, mida me näeme, selleks me saame.
You cannot become what you don't see.
Sa ei saa selleks, mida sa ei näe.
This does work in the natural.
See töötab niiviisi loomulikult.
But it's a principle that also works for spiritual
aga
perception.
See kehtib ka vaimulikus
plaanis. You can only become or grow into what you can perceive.
Sa võid kasvada sellesse, mida sa näed tajud.
Simple example.
Lihtne näide.
If you had a loving father as a young man or a girl.
Isa.
Right. Sure. Such a short little. Okay.
Väikese poisid tüdrukuna.
You can become a loving father because you have seen it.
Siis sa võid ise ka sinust võib saada armastav isa, kuna sa oled seda näinud.
You've experienced it.
Sa oled kogenud seda.
You have knowledge of it. And so it's much easier for you to actually walk into those footsteps.
Ja, et sul on väga lihtne kõndida nendes jalajälgedes.
Then it would be for someone who did not.
Aga siis on keegi teine, kes ei ole näinud.
For someone who had a taskmaster as a father.
Kellel oli selline ülesannete meister isa.
Not so easy for that person.
Siis sellel inimesel pole lihtne.
Because before he can become.
Et enne kui tema saab,
he needs to see first.
Siis ta peab kedagi nägema.
Somewhere in his life someone has to demonstrate.
Keegi tema elus peab näitama talle.
Right. So the point here is that God wants us to know.
Mõte on selles, et Jumal tahab, et me teaksime.
1 Corinthians 13.
Esimese Korintuse 13.
Towards the latter verses of that chapter.
Selle kirja peatüki viimased sõnad.
Paul says.
Paulus ütleb.
That we might know as
et
we
meie
are known.
Teaksime, nagu meid on, nagu meie on tuntud välja.
Let me say that again. Okay. Paul says.
Paulus ütleb.
In his the context here is love.
The see kontekst on armastus.
The more excellent way.
Selline veel parem või meetod või viis.
He says that I may know as I know.
Et mina võiksin tunda nii nagu mind on tuntud.
You know, this is another place where we see in scripture.
Et on veel üks koht, kus me näeme seda.
God wants to be known.
Jumal tahab olla tuntud.
In fact, in my view,
minu nägemuses,
there's really no other reason for this universe.
Ei ole mingit teist põhjust selles universumis.
That God wants to be known.
Kui seda, et Jumal tahab olla tuntud.
And that is motivated with love.
Ja see on motiveeritud siis armastus.
It's actually the desire of love is exactly that.
Et see armastuse soov ja igatsus on see.
When you get married to a lady or to your spouse, you know, to your husband.
Kui sa abiellud oma abikasaga.
A nice house is good.
Siis hea maja on hea.
Good clothes is nice.
Ja riided on ka kena.
But the most important thing.
Aga kõige tähtsam
is that you will be known.
On see, et sa oled tuntud või
it's the deepest desire of any participant in love.
Et see on see suurim igatsus nendel, kes on osalised selles armastuses.
Is that you would be known for who you are.
Et siin tuntakse, et sellisena nagu sa oled.
Yes. Yeah. And to know. Right?
Ja ise ka tunda siis teist poolt, sellisena okay. Nagu tema on.
This mystery was hidden from the ages.
Et ajastud oli see saladus peidus.
Verse 27.
Salmise 27.
But God wants to make known.
Aga Jumal tahab teha tuntuks.
Now here's a lot of things, so we're going to build it.
Siin on palju asju, milles see nagu see ehitub.
What is the riches?
Mis see lillised rikkused?
What is the abundance?
Mis sugune üliküllus?
What is the superabundant storehouse?
Mis sugune ülikülluslik varaait?
Of the glory.
Au varaait.
So,
kõnad käivad au kohta.
What is the riches, in other words, the value of the glory?
Mis on rikkus ehk väärtus, au rikkus ehk väärtus?
That's important.
See on tähtis.
Before we read any further.
Enne kui me loeme edasi.
God wants you to know.
Jumal tahab, et sa teaksid.
God wants us, and I will go as far as to say, God wants the human race to know.
Jumal tahaks, et inimrass teaks.
What is the great unmeasurable value?
Mis on see suur mõõtmatu väärtus?
The glory.
Aul.
Right. So this is in context of a mystery.
Ja see ongi selle saladuse sisu.
What is the riches
mis
of the glory?
Au rikkused.
Of the mystery among the Gentiles.
Paganate seas.
Right. So there's one little more factor that's brought in here.
Ja üks faktor, mis on sisse toodud.
It's very important to understand that this is not for one race.
It's et not on väga tähtis teada, et see ei ole ainult nagu ühele rassile.
Yeah. One race, one nation.
Et ühel rahvale.
Yeah. This is not for one race or for one nation.
Et see ei ole ühe rassile, ühel rahvale.
This is important.
See on väga tähtis siin.
The riches of the glory
rikkused
is for the nations.
On rahvastele.
It's very, very important.
See on väga tähtis.
It's a key feature of the New Testament.
Ja see on Uue Testamendi võtme.
Let me asi. Drop a little atom bomb here on the side.
See on nagu atom bomb.
James.
Jakobus.
In Acts 13.
Apostlite teod 13.
Quotes Amos 9.
Tsiteerib Aamose 9. peatükki.
It's a big problem in the church.
Seal on väga suur probleem koguduses.
The Gentiles are coming to God.
Paganad tulevad Jumala juurde.
They've been filled with the Holy Spirit.
Ja nad saavad täidetud Püha Vaimuga.
It's a big problem in Jerusalem.
Ja Jerusalem on see väga suur probleem.
These guys are not circumcised.
Nad ei ole ümber lõigatud.
They drink blood.
Nad joovad verd.
They eat pork.
Nad söövad siga.
They don't honor the Sabbath.
Nad ei austa seda sabatit.
This is a theological nightmare.
Et see oli nagu teoloogiline õudusunne.
And it turns everything on its head.
Ja see keeras kõik pea peale.
Because how can God come?
Kuidas saab Jumal tulla?
And give the Holy Spirit to people who don't obey the law properly.
Ja anda Püha Vaimu neile, kes ei täida seadust korrektselt.
Now the apostles and the elders sit, they've got to solve the problem.
Ja nüüd apostlid ja vanemad on koos, et lahendada see probleem.
And James is the one.
Ja Jaakobus.
That quotes Amos 9.
Tsiteerib Aamos 9.
I'm paraphrasing.
Ma siis sõnastan ringi.
The rebuilding.
Ta ehitab uuesti.
Of the tabernacle of David.
Taaveti templi.
Right? The rebuilding of the tabernacle of David.
Ta ehitab uuesti siis selle Taaveti tegi.
As promised in Amos.
Nagu on see tõotatud Aamos.
Directly.
Otse.
And indirectly by every single one of the minor and major prophets.
Kõikide suurte ja väikeste profetide poolt.
He's speaking about the Gentiles that are coming.
Ta räägib paganatest, kes on tulemas.
Alright, okay. This is my little atom bomb here on the side.
See oli nagu väikene kõrvaline atom bomb.
Let's come back.
Tuleme tagasi.
To this scripture here.
Biblio.
The riches
rikkused.
Of the glory
aurikkused.
In the Gentiles.
Paganatele või paganates.
In the nations.
Rahvastel.
Not somewhere in Jerusalem.
Mitte ainult Jerusalem.
Not somewhere in the Middle East.
Mitte Lähis-Idas.
There is a treasure chest.
Selline varanduse kast.
Of God's riches.
Jumala rikkustest.
He calls this his glory.
Ja ta nimetab seda auks.
And it's going to be seen in the Gentiles.
Ja seda on näha ka paganates.
And then he quotes this. He says
ja
this.
Ja siis ta tsiteeri.
Which is?
Mis on?
Now I'm looking for an answer, yeah.
Ma otsin siit vastust.
Now this is a mystery to me. Look, it's still a bit.
See on minu jaoks saladus.
You read up until this point, it's a mystery.
Et siia maani, kui me seda loeme, see on ikka veel saladus.
Treasure chest with a lot of gold in it.
Ma ütlen, et see on varanduse kast, kus on palju kulda.
I see the nations.
Näen rahvaid.
I see the Maori from New Zealand.
Näen Maori siit Uus-Meremaal.
Aborigines from Australia.
Ja siis Austraalia.
I see the Zulus from KwaZulu-Natal.
Zulu.
Now he's going to explain. Now I'm ready to listen. What is the mystery? Christ in you.
Christus teis.
The hope of glory.
Au loodus.
Now he's not talking here.
Ta ei räägi siin.
About Christ.
Kristusest.
The way to get to heaven.
Kui teest, mille kaugu saab taevasse.
The focus point is in.
See koht, mille sa fokuseerite, on sisemus.
The focus point is in.
See sisemus on see, millele fokuseeritakse.
Yeah. He's saying to France to perceive the French Huguenot.
Et räägis selle France to perceive see Prantsuse Huguenotile.
The mystery.
Saladus.
Is this.
On see.
That because you have Christ in you.
Et kuna sinus on Kristus.
There is an automatic hope.
Siis on seal automaatne lootus.
And it's a hope of glory.
Ja see on au lootus.
Yeah.
Okay, so at this point, I see some of you looking at me a little bit strangely. It's all right.
Ma näen, et praegu sa jätkel mõnikad vaatavad mind natukene imelikult.
We'll do many more scriptures tomorrow, but
me vaatame homme rohkem kirjakohti.
I think it's important to see as a first case study.
Et see on nagu esimene juhtum, mis me siin praegu vaatame.
That the destination of God's rich glory.
Et Jumala rikkaliku armu või selle au sihtkoht.
It's in the nations.
On rahvastes.
Yeah. In other words, what I want to say is something which you probably all agree with anyway.
God
wants to do something inside of
et Jumal tahab teha midagi inimese sees.
That's where the action is.
Ja see on see, kus tegevus toimub.
And I want to say something a little bit daring.
Ja ma ütlen midagi väga sellist julget.
One minute over my time.
Ja üks minut on juba üle aja.
That is where the action.
Seal on see tegevus.
Yeah. 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 So one more thing, and then I'm going to close my Bible. And I'm going to close my Bible and run. It is where the action will always be.
Yeah. Seal saab olema see tegevus kogu aeg.
Yeah.
What else does Emmanuel actually mean?
Aga mida see tegelikult tähendab?
What else does the indwelling of the Spirit anyway actually mean?
Asumine tähendab.
I will never leave you.
Ma ei jäta teid kunagi.
Not for sake.
Yeah. Ma ei julga teid.
Yeah. Don't you know?
Kas te ei tea?
That you are the temple.
Et te olete püha vaimu tempel.
Yeah. We have come.
Me oleme jõudnud.
To Mount Zion.
Siia ei määra.
The heavenly Jerusalem.
Taevasesse Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah, I just want to leave you with this. We're done. I'm putting my Bible here. But I don't want to just leave you here.
I want to say this before I close. The word.
Ma tahan öelda seda enne, kui ma lõpetan.
The simplest explanation of the Greek word for glory.
Kõige lihtsam selgitus sellele kreekakeelse sõnale, mis näitab seda au.
The word is doxa.
Doxa
means the reputation of someone.
Tähendab kellegi mainet.
The glory of a king, of a medieval king.
Keskaja kuninga au.
Is exactly what?
On mis?
What is the glory of a king in the way that we would perceive earthly?
Mis on nagu kuninga au? Mis me sellest teame?
It's his reputation.
See on tema maine.
The glory of a good king.
Hea kuninga au.
Is his good reputation.
On hea maine.
The negative side of that would be a bad reputation.
Ja negatiivset poolelt on siis halb maine.
And so the word doxa literally means.
Ja see doxa, see sõna.
Literal explanation.
Sõnaliselt
easiest, simplest form to understand glory is the reputation.
Et kõige lihtsam, kuidas selle sõnast aru saada, see on maine.
God.
Jumala maine.
Yeah. So I'm going to say this, and then we really, really are done.
Selle siis me oleme lõpetanud.
God wants to put his reputation.
Jumal tahab panna oma maine.
Who he is.
Selle, kes tema on.
As our father.
Kui meie isa.
He wants to build it into us.
Yes. Ta tahab selle üles ehitada meis.
Yeah. Because we carry the family name.
Selle pärast, et me kanname seda perekonna nime.
Because we carry the family name.
Kuna me kanname seda perekonna nime.
We should also carry the reputation of our father.
Siis me peaksime ka oma isa mainet kandma.
And he will forgive us.
Ja ta andestab meile.
And he'll wink at it.
Ja ta pigistab silma kinni.
When we fall.
Kui me langeme.
But not when we're 25.
Aga mitte siis, kui me oleme, siis kui me oleme 4-aastane, mitte siis, kui me oleme 25-aastane.
God expects of us.
Jumal ootab meist.
To think like he thinks.
Et me mõtleksime nii, nagu tema mõtleb.
And yes, ultimately.
Ja lõpude lõpuks.
To do as he himself would do.
Ja teha seda, nagu tema teeks.
So that's a high bar.
Ja see on väga kõrge lant. Aga muretsege.
Meil on palju aega.
Meil on palju aega.
I end up. Thank you very much.
Ma lõpetan. Aitäh teile.
Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Kohtume homme.
Tomorrow I want to spend time on explaining glory in a more practical way from the scriptures.
Homme ma selgitan siis au praktilisel moel läbi kirjakohtade.
Teine pall on väravasse löödud. Halleluja. Minu jaoks läks praegu väga põnevaks. Et, sest ma olen samat asja näinud. Auhilguse lootus, see on saladus. Ja ma näen, et Kristus on see saladus. Ja ta on meie sees. Mina olin nagu sellisel kujul. Et väga põnev. Ääretult põnev. Halleluja. Ma kogu aeg vaatasin, et kogu aeg käis käsi niimoodi, et kas ilmselt see ajaarvestus on natukene takistab meid. Et võibolla peaksime selle ajaarvestuse kuidagi ära kaotama, et lihtsalt olla ja olla siin ja nautida seda.